let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. It's the newest must-read thriller, The Devil's Daughters, a novel by Frank Roselli, a dark fairy tale about two sisters who were born in the late 1800s, Siamese twins who suffer from large tumors that cover their entire bodies. Their mother, kind and loving, their father, a cold-blooded alcoholic who abuses them every chance he gets, locking them in the attic and chaining them to the floor. The question, will they ever defeat their tyrant father and escape the attic where they are imprisoned? Frank has always dreamed of being a writer. He realized at an early age he had a talent for creating stories and poetry and finds it amazing to be a grown-up and able to allow his mind to wander freely and express his creative side, which he's certainly done in his book, The Devil's Daughters. Frank Roselli, the Mad Scribe, with us on This Week in America. Frank, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Nice to speak to you.
And the Mad Scribe, I'm not making that up. That's part of your website. So it's Frank Roselli, themadscribe.com. And I'll give you that as we go throughout the program. I'm describing the book, and just that description, just a couple of paragraphs, you have my attention and everybody that enjoys a good thriller. Let's go back to how this all began for you. I mentioned that you always dreamed of being a writer. When did that first occur to you that this would be I love writing. I love telling stories.
That's the thing. It actually goes all the way back to when I was in third grade, believe it or not. It was almost like as soon as I was able to read and write, and it didn't happen all like, I didn't think of it when I was at home or playing or doing anything else. But when I was in school and the teacher said, it's time to write a story, for some reason, it just grabbed me. And I was able to kind of go somewhere else and, you know, go on this adventure and create these amazing characters. And you can let your imagination just explode, but you're still sitting safely in the classroom, even though you're writing this crazy story. And they were scary even back then. And my teacher would always read mine in front of the classroom when there was time to pick somebody's story to read, because I always had so much into it, especially at a younger age.
Where did that imagination come from? Did your parents have books? Did they read to you? Did you read books when you were a child before you even got to the third grade?
Not so much. I mean, yes, but not so much, not to where that was the inspiration.
Right.
I think the inspiration came from my mother, because she's definitely the creative one, you know, her and her side of the family. My uncle has written for books. He's written books and he's written for magazines in the past. And my older brother also wrote stories. And he actually did movies when he was in his 20s, and they did their own stunts and things like that. So it's kind of, I think it's just in the genetics.
It sounds like it, that natural curiosity, that wanting to tell a story, to escape and get to a different place and then share that different place with us, which is Frank does in his book, The Devil's Daughters. Frank Roselli, that's Roselli. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, and Frank's website, Frank Roselli, themadscribe.com. You can link on directly to Frank's website, get information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about author influences, maybe at an early age, maybe now, authors that inspire you, that you enjoy reading.
I definitely did. The reading thing definitely came from Stephen King. And it was funny because I was young at the time, so I didn't know about his books per se. I was watching movies at the time, more or less. And it was just every time I was interested in a random movie, like, because there was no internet back then to just Google what's good or whatever. You just kind of find movies. And Stephen King movies always popped up, you know, kind of coincidentally. I'm watching Stand By Me and Stephen King and all these movies. But once I realized he was, you know, he had all these books to read, then it changed everything. And that was a huge inspiration to go back to I Want to Be a Writer, because I idolized him so much. And his stories.
His mind is still so active, and his book still, as soon as he releases one, goes to the top of the charts. Frank Roselli with us on the program, talking about the book, The Devil's Daughters. Let's talk a little bit about the book. Agatha, Greta, Winters, very intelligent young girls. Talk a little bit about the book, not giving a whole lot away, but give us a little more information than what I did on The Devil's Daughters.
At first it was supposed to be more of a horror story, like a, you know, like a Friday the 13th kind of a thing. But they were the female form of this crazy, because there's not a lot of crazy female monsters out there. So that was the original idea. But then as I was starting to work on the story, it just kind of went a different direction. And it's about them just being horribly abused, but it's also about their connection with their mother and the housemaid, because there's a housemaid that works in the house, and she's hearing noises in the attic, but she doesn't know what's going on up there, and she's terrified of the father. So she doesn't want to go up there. And at the same time, the mother has this struggle of keeping everything a secret, because it was told that it was an abortion. So everybody they know thinks the child is dead, because they weren't allowed to, you know, being that deformed in those days, it's in the late 1800s. So it was unacceptable for anybody to look like that. And that's why they were chained to the attic and not allowed to be seen. So the mother is struggling with trying to keep her children from being abused. And it's like almost like a seesaw effect of, you know, the good and evil, because the father's abusive, and the mother is loving. And she really wants to confide in somebody, but she can't, because nobody's allowed to know about the girls.
Talk about how this story came to be. And it sounds like it evolved, changed a little bit from the original concept. Where did this storyline with the twins, well, I don't know where it deviated. Where did the idea begin for the Devil's Daughters?
Originally it came up because I spent a lot of time writing verses and poetry, and I never really settled in on a book per se. And then one day I said, you know what? It's time to, you know, because it's a big project. And I was like, I really wanted to do it, but I just always put it off. And then one day I'm thinking of something that would really pop, and a character that would creep you out, you know, something that I wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley.
Exactly.
And then they just kind of popped in there. These tall, like 6'2", two-headed females with, you know, bumps and lumps in their faces, and they're all horrible looking, and their eyes are uneven, and the way they walk is all weird because they're connected, you know, so there's two different brains operating the body. But once it started, I couldn't stop thinking about them. I was at work driving, and all I could think about was the story. So I had no choice but to write it, because the ideas just started flooding once the idea was out there.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that aspect, the procedure in writing. The Devil's Daughters is the book. It's the latest must-read thriller by Frank Roselli. Talk about the procedure in writing this, because it sounds like once you start on a project, you're going to stay with it, and you can't get it out of your mind.
Yeah, I try to keep other stories floating around in my head at the same time, because I always want to have something to back me up. So when this is done, I have something marinating and ready for the next book. But this one, it just, like I said, I would just have all these ideas. And a lot of times what I'll do is I keep a notebook and a pen next to me at all times, so that when I get an idea, I can just kind of write down all the thoughts, so you don't forget them, because you might have a situation where you have a scene, but you're not ready for that scene.
No, yes.
So I just kind of gather everything, and then later on splice it all together.
You know, you talk to some writers and they say, you know, I try to write from like 9 to 5, shut off my mind at 5 o'clock and unlock it again the next day. And to me, once you get going in the story with the characters, it wouldn't be that easy. It sounds like that's the case for you. Once you get this flowing, you don't want to stop the flow.
No, I try to do as many pages as possible, as much as I can get out in one day, because I want to get it finished. And once it starts, it's hard to shut it off. And there's times where I'm trying to sleep at night, and I'll get up at 3 in the
yes.
morning because I'm flooded with ideas, and I have to write them down or I'll forget them. So it's kind of a 24-hour on-call situation.
Well, it almost seems to be. Here it is, 3:30, and Agatha and Greta are talking to you, and you got to get out of bed and write your notes down. That's part of the battle. The other part of the battle is the next morning trying to decipher the notes that you wrote in the middle of the night when you were half asleep, and figure out what your thought process was in writing that down. The Devil's Daughters by Frank Roselli, our guest on the program. That's Roselli, book available at Amazon, the usual places, and Frank's website, Frank Roselli, themadscribe.com. Go to our website. You'll be able to link on and go directly to Frank's website. Talk about the process again of writing, because Do you like to do an outline? And it sounds like if you do, it's flexible, because this storyline obviously changed from the beginning of when you were writing the book.
Right. Well, the one thing that I learned to accept is I know I'm going to be rewriting it. So it's never the first, it's never done on the first copy. There's always going to be a second copy or a third. And this book was really crazy, because it was originally supposed to be one book. And then I was finished with it. I wrote the whole book beginning to end. And then my friend said, you should make it a two book story, so you can really get into that fine detail of their lives growing up and really know who Agatha and Greta Winters are. So after I was already done with the book, I started from scratch all over again.
That's interesting. So this is a continuing story is what you're telling us.
Yes, this is the first half of the story. And it's 700 and change pages. So I don't know how that happened, but coming up with all fresh new material after I was already finished writing this story.
And the story
but I got carried away with it, because you fall in love with the characters and you just kind of want to keep them going.
Yes, and I'm sure as the creator of the characters, this is like, okay, I've got more stories to tell, and obviously you did have. The Devil's Daughter is the name of the book. Frank Grozzelli is the author. When you write, is there a particular place you like to go? Sort of this is Frank's writing place. Frank's in this room, facing this wall. Frank's going to be writing. Don't bother him. Do you have a particular place you like to do this?
I like to do several places. My main thing is always outside with fresh air, and you know, you have the nice sky view and stuff like that. That always helps. But it's funny, when I'm outside, I like to be able to see, you know, far and wide and have this huge, big world to look at. But it's the opposite when I'm inside, like now when it's cold, I like to have the smallest room. I like to be almost claustrophobic, you know, small. I feel like I can just really concentrate. It's like a think tank where you're, nothing else matters and you just zone out. It's kind of and I like going to new places, because I feel like new places inspires new ideas and stuff, but you always have to have your comfortable spot as well.
Oh, yes. The place where you can call home. If you got writer's block, you go back to that area and suddenly it starts flowing again. Talk about the inspiration, not only for this book, which we've talked about, but all of your stories, creating stories and poetry that you write as well. What do you use to inspire you for a good story?
I feel inspiration comes from anywhere at any time, but a lot of times, and it seems like I'm lazy, but I'll spend time watching TV, like shows like Ancient Aliens or Vikings or something that has a good scenery and a good purpose. And it kind of lets your mind escape. So I like TV because it helps. If you're watching something creative, it helps stimulate your creativity, and that works. But my main thing is illustrations, because I have the illustrations and I see the character in the physical world, it changes everything. So the illustrations are key. And I'm lucky to have a friend who's an amazing illustrator, as you've seen with the cover and all the illustrations. And his name is Jude Martys. And if anybody's interested in looking at his artwork, you can go to judemartys.com. Or I'm sorry, theartofjudemartys.com. And you can check out all of his work.
Well, he's really done a wonderful job. And talk about the book cover, because as I was looking information on the book, I go to Amazon, also to your website to look at it, and captivated by the book cover. It really is attention grabbing, isn't it? I mean, it makes a statement there, and not a lot of words on the cover, but it makes a statement.
Yeah, it's definitely something that stands out to grab people's attention. And a lot of the detail people may miss as far as the one girl has a huge hand and the other girl has a normal pretty hand. The one that's holding the doll, it's just like three times the size that it should be. And the relevance of the doll is that that's kind of her security blanket when she's little. She carries that around everywhere when she's being abused and beaten and stuff. That's kind of her, you know, thing that she thinks it's going to keep her safe, even though it doesn't.
Yes.
And the picture is actually a scene from the book. It's not just a random picture. It's actually something that when you read the book, you'll be like, oh, that's the cover.
Well, the cover. Sense. Yeah. The cover is very descriptive. Tells me about the book And as you read the book, it really vividly comes alive. You see the Siamese twins. You see the father. You see the mother. You see the story in your mind evolve. Any talk about maybe a motion picture out of this?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for now. I'm actually in the middle of writing a trailer. And I'm going to at some point have that put out. Right now, I'm focusing on the book. I want to get people to read the book. But I do want to have interest in a trailer. My question was really to make it a movie or a series, being that it's so long. I don't know if it would be better off as a, you know, like a Netflix series or really long feature film.
Well, the nice thing now with all of the streaming services led by Netflix out there now, and they're looking for content, and I see this as being something that would fit into what it is they're looking for and what audiences as well are looking for. I know recently you were in Miami for the book fair down there. What was that experience like to be there with all sorts of authors and people that came up and talked to you and bought the book and had you sign it? What was that experience like for you?
It was amazing, the whole thing about it. It made you feel like you were already famous.
Yes.
Even though I'm still trying to, you know, earn my name and, you know, and make a name for myself. But I actually ended up having lines of people wanting to read my book. And a lot of dads were there buying it for their daughters, for gifts. And so it was a good turnout and getting to meet people and talk about the book and to see people curious and also to see that they were happy about the size and not that it was, you know, this book is overwhelmingly big. They were happy that it was something that they're going to really be able to sink their teeth into.
And they can. In the book we're talking about, got a couple minutes left in the program, The Devil's Daughters by Frank Roselli. That's Roselli. If you're going to Google that and look for it, it's at Amazon, Frank's website. I'll give you that again here in a second. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Frank's website. Mention the sequel. Mention working on the trailer for possibly a series or a motion picture. What else do you have going? What are you working on currently?
Right now, I have a book called Renee Falls, and it's finished as far as being written. It's just the editing situation at this point, so I'm just tidying it up. But it's really darker than The Devil's Daughters, I think, because it's about this guy. It takes place in the 60s, the late 60s. And there's this guy who's just this weirdo and, you know, this nerdy-looking guy with glasses, and he's got these really religious parents. But he's got this infatuation with this girl and he sees her in his mind. He doesn't actually meet her for a while. It's just, he wants to, you know, get with this woman that he doesn't even know. And then eventually she ends up moving right next door to him. So he starts stalking her and she's like a hippie from the 60s. And he just becomes infatuated with her and creeps her out. And I don't know how much I should give away on it.
Well, you've got my attention, so I guess that's enough. That's a good tease right there. And now, when do you think that will be published?
I'm looking at either March or April at this point.
Oh,
I'm thinking another maybe 2 weeks of fixing in it, and then once that's done, I can hand it in.
Well,
it's about a month for to have the physical copy on shelves.
Yeah, I love the concept as someone who grew up in the 60s, but that's only part of it, this whole thing with the girl next door type of thing. And there's so many elements there that caught my attention. And I hope we have a chance to talk about that as well. We're out of time. It's been fascinating having Frank with us on the program. It's been an interesting conversation. The book we're talking about is The Devil's Daughters by Frank Roselli. That's Roselli. His website is Frank Roselli, themadscribe.com. If you are traveling and don't remember all of that, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Frank's website. Frank, congratulations on all of the success with The Devil's Daughters. Looking forward to having you back talking about future projects. Thank you for being with us on the program. I've really enjoyed this. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me on your show. And it was an honor. And I hope to speak to you again in the future.
It has been our pleasure. The Devil's Daughters by Frank Roselli. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.